Colonel, I want to switch gears to what I believe and what I think you agree is a very serious domestic problem, and that has to do with free speech in due process. Here is a clip from a town hall meeting conducted by Senator Charles Grassley, the president pro tem of the Senate, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, a senator for 40 years, a conservative Republican, but not a fanatic and a rational person. Watch what his own constituents said to him.
We would like to know what you, as the people, the Congress, who are supposed to rein in this dictator, what are you going to do about these people who have been sentenced to life imprisonment in a foreign country with no due process? Our government cannot do anything. The Constitution, the framers of the Constitution, said that every person, not citizen, every person within the jurisdiction of the United States has due process.
So how dangerous is it when a human being can be swept up off the streets and 2 days later is in a hellhole in another country and the United States government is saying, oh, too late, we can't get you out?
This, Judge, is probably the most disturbing thing about Trump right now for me, and I'm a lot of my friends too. And it's not just that. It's what he's doing to Harvard, or trying to do to Harvard, what he's already done to Columbia, although I understand from conversations this morning, Columbia suddenly grew some courage and maybe pushing back as Harvard is, and what he's trying to do essentially to education all across the country.
And to the legal community.
And to the legal community. Yes, absolutely. They're a part of this. And the judges are a part of this. The judges who issue these injunctions or these stays or whatever the proper legal term is for them, you know, don't do this, don't do this, wait for this, I've got to decide. And he just goes ahead and does it. Or the administration just goes ahead and does it. There's no respect for judges, no respect for law, period, let alone the Constitution.
These are very, very dangerous times.
Very.
The ICE, what does Max Blumenthal call them? Israel censorship group. But the ICE folks posted on their website, Chris, I think you have this. Our job is to prevent the transmission of illegal ideas.
Yes.
How is the government under the First Amendment in a position, look, if it crosses the U.S. border illegally, it's our job to stop it. People, money, products, ideas. There is nothing in the world more powerful, Victor Hugo, than an idea whose time has come. That idea is free speech and due process. How are these people in a position in our government where they think they can interfere with ideas?
Customs and Border Patrol is a unique entity, Judge. I got to see it up close and personal when we empowered them, partly under the Patriot Act, but also partly under a special dispensation for them to do new things at the borders and at international airports. And one of those new things was what they did to Scott Ritter, for example. So it didn't die. It's still there. And Customs and Border Patrol has this bureaucratic almost tendency to absorb new powers like that and go full bore with them. Go at anything they can go at, any target. We had businessmen crossing the border who, under what they call reasonable suspicion, not probable cause, they confiscated the computer of and sent it off to Colorado to be analyzed. This is a businessman coming back from Mexico to America, and his computer's just gone for 30 to 45 days to be analyzed at a lab in Colorado. Imagine how many angry people there were. You know how many terrorists we caught? You know how many terrorists CPB caught? Zero.